once said when he first became a Christian, he was told that he needed to follow Jesus. He said, I wondered, how am I supposed to follow Jesus when he isn't physically on earth anymore? He said later, I found the answer in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. In the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we read about a man who was so possessed with demons that he could break the chains that were used to bind him. His family couldn't do anything with him. He was so possessed by demons that they put him in the cemetery and bound him in chains. But he would break the chains. And when he encountered Jesus, the chains were dangling from his hands and from his wrists and from his ankles. Jesus saw the man, cast out the demons, and cast them into a herd of pigs, which rushed over the cliff into the sea. As Jesus was getting into the boat to leave, the formerly demonized man begged to go with him. Jesus wouldn't let him go. Instead, he said this. We'll pick up Mark 5, verse 19. Go back home to your own people and report to them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. You see, Jesus knew he could make a bigger impact by sharing his testimony back home rather than going with him. The man was following Jesus by obeying him and not by physically following him. Well, how do we follow Jesus today? The same way, by obeying God's word and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to become a missionary in a foreign country to follow Jesus. You can do the same thing as this man did. Share Jesus where you live right now with the people you already know. You know what? If everyone would do this, we could evangelize the world in no time. Think about it.